Said we don't need much, just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stone ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Now you say we are through. These sticks or stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump weighing in on the Texas redistricting fight and the Democrats who have left Texas to stop a vote on it.
They've abandoned the state. Nobody's seen anything like it, even though they've done it twice before. And in a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad.
The president demanded Texas redraw maps to pick up more Republican seats in the state. Texas Democrats say drawing maps mid-decade is unusual, unfair, and discriminatory. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow days before the president's deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or face further economic sanctions. It happens from time to time across Germany. This morning in Dresden, several neighborhoods and thousands of people from the city center have been asked to leave their homes and businesses as bomb experts set to defuse a World War II bomb on site, the evacuation zone nearly a half mile. Today marks 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk up 21 to 1858, October up 16 to 1858, November up 10 to 1859, and December up 8 at 1841. Cheese markets, barrels were up 4 to 179, 40-pound blocks up 2 1/4 to 180 and a quarter, 5 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 1/4 to 244, 3 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 128, 3 trades on the day, Dry way up 1 to 56 and one trade on the day. Live in feeder cattle markets, another day of triple digit gains once again. The trade is confident in the market's fundamental footing, and they continue to move mostly higher on the market's positions. Feeder cattle demand in the countryside has not wavered whatsoever and doesn't seem to care what the board is doing as long as the buyers know that supplies are thin, and that's not changing anytime soon. Hog markets continued to trade higher on Tuesday as well, as traders found enough support in the marketplace to blow past the market's previous resistance levels. August live cattle up 337 to 234.27. August feeder cattle up 565 to 341.05. August hogs up 60 cents to 108.77. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower. Corn now is into oversold conditions, but there's really not any fresh news to move prices higher, and there's rising private yield ideas as well for corn. Soybeans also mostly lower as well. Oil weakness continued, and also, again, expectations of higher yields helping to pressure beans. Wheat markets mostly lower as well, as the negative corn and bean markets continue to spill over into wheat. New crop corn down 5 to 402. New crop beans down 3 3/4 to 990 3/4. Chicago wheat, September down 8.5 to 508 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 345, new crop 342, cash beans 886, new crop 896. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 353.5, September 349.5, October 352, new crop 352. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 356, new crop 351. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 350, new crop 351. Cash beans 920, new crop 920. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 351, new crop 352. Cash beans 889, new crop 906. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 357, September 351, October 354, new crop 354. Cash beans 921, September 905, new crop at 905. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 344, September 342, new crop 349. Cash new crop beans both at 924. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 229 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 221, market cows 115 to 166, bulls 175 to 218, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 232 to 590, Holstein steers 272 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 218 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 205 and down, goat markets, does 330 and down, bucks 280 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 244.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 210 to 220, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 189 to 207. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Some showers and storms possible this afternoon. A few storms tonight, lows around 68. Scattered storm possible on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86. For Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Friday, sunshine, 90 degrees, upper 80s on your Saturday. Currently, 66 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be. Insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small. And picking out rings. But you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be. All my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised. Yeah. Oh, but you know me better than that.
My old friend lives up in the mountains. He flew up there to paint the world. Says even though interpretation's what I count on, this little picture to me seems blurred. Hard lines and the shadows come easy. I see it all just as clear as a bell. I just can't seem to set my easel to please me. I paint my heaven, but it looks like hell. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your and my picture is perfect, and all the wonder's gone from my eyes, down through my hands and onto the canvas. Still like my vision, but still a surprise. Real life, he says, is the hardest impression. It's always moving, so I let it come through. That, my friend, I say, is the glory of true independence. Just to do what you do, what you do, what you do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right. My old friend came down from the mountain without even looking. He found a little truth. Now you can go through life with the greatest intentions, but you do what you do, what you just gotta do. Yeah. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front. Your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. Your blue might be gray, your less might be more. Your window to the world might be your own front door. And your shiniest day might come in the middle of the night. It's just about right.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
That town will always be you. And every crowd on every corner, and every face I'd see you. So with nothing more than a tank of gas, I drove away without looking back. And I guess that's how I got where I anywhere as fast as I can. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how leaving feels. It's a lonely stretch of blacktop out into the blue. Don't know where I'll go or what I'll do. I'm a little past Little Rock, but a long way from over you. These headlights on the highway disappear dark. And if I could have it my way, I'd go back to where you are. Oh, but I can't turn this thing around, and nothing short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. Oh, and I'm still a far cry from gone. I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack, a little past Little Rock here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s across the region this morning. Could see some showers and storms here over the next day or two. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, going to talk with Karen Endress with the Wisconsin Farm Center. Had a chance to talk with Karen during Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, which continues through Thursday at Clinton Farms, just outside of Clintonville. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing. Contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. As the debate over immigration continues across the country, U.S. dairy does need a specific labor program. We'll talk about it coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The conversation about agriculture, labor, and immigration reform has been very loud in 2025. Many sectors of agriculture are trying to make sure that their voices are heard and not lost in the shuffle. A good example of this is the Idaho Dairymen's Association. CEO Rick Nierbaut continues to stress that the H-2A program does not work for the livestock industry or for dairy, since its focus is on temporary workers. But as to what a workable program would look like, Nierbaut says they aren't going to get too caught up in the details, whether that's an update to the existing program or starting over from scratch.
We need a livable visa program. So, you know, that's going to be our focus. And the other piece of our focus will be legalizing the existing workers. So work them into whatever that visa program looks like, find a way to work them into it. And that involves, you know, a background check and a monetary penalty. We understand they've committed a misdemeanor being in country without status and that there should be some sort of background check with them being in country. We've got no issue with that. We've got no issue with, you know, paying a monetary penalty.
Nierbaut noted that if those hurdles can be cleared, then the dairy industry should be in a good position to continue to feed the United States and the world. But the question remains, does Washington, D.C. understand the needs of the farming community, specifically the livestock and dairy sectors? Nierbaut says the Idaho delegation does get it.
It does feel like every time we start to get some momentum and we start to get a piece of legislation to move, you've got other politics that come into play that disrupt it, that derail the effort, and we end up with nothing. But those are things that are completely out of our control.
However, Nierbaut says other congressional delegations and other states need to step up if true ag labor reform is going to take place. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Some showers and storms possible this afternoon. A few storms tonight, lows around 68. Scattered storm possible on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86. For Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Friday, sunshine, 90 degrees, upper 80s on your Saturday. Currently, 66 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Oh,
Rural Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, and courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 60s. Reminder that the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture now accepting applications for the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant program. They'll be doing that through September 15th. Now, this is for groups or businesses that are involved in Wisconsin production, agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism can receive a grant for up to 3 years. Between $5,000 and $50,000. Now, for more information on the program, just contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Atticus. With crop protection chemistries to protect the crops you grow, Atticus is your ally in agriculture. Progress was made over the weekend by the U.S. Senate in getting a few of President Trump's agricultural appointees through the confirmation process. While some names were moved out of committee, others were fully confirmed. I'll have the details when we come back.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
Yes, significant developments took place over the weekend regarding President Trump's USDA nominees, bringing key roles within the Department of Agriculture closer to being fully staffed. One big move was the confirmation of Luke Lindbergh. He'll serve as the Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Lindbergh secured confirmation from the Senate late Saturday night with a strong bipartisan vote of 77 to 18. During his confirmation hearing earlier this spring, Lindbergh emphasized his commitment to improving America's agricultural trade balance. He pointed to the historic U.S. ag trade deficit and stressed that a shift toward an America First trade policy would significantly enhance market access for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Lindbergh brings extensive trade experience, having previously served as the chief of staff at the Import-Export Bank and most recently as the CEO of South Dakota Trade. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins praised Lindbergh's confirmation, expressing confidence in his ability to defend U.S. ag's interest and open new global market opportunities. The U.S. Meat Export Federation also commended Lindbergh, highlighting his track record in advocating for agricultural trade. Meanwhile, two other important nominees moved forward through the Senate Ag Committee and now await their turn for a full Senate vote. Richard Fordyce, nominated as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, advanced with good bipartisan support, as well as Michael Boren, the nominee for Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment. His advancement occurred strictly along party lines. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota filed cloture on Monday evening on Tyler Clarkson's nominee to be the general counsel for the USDA, which could signal a likely Senate vote here within the week. Several other Trump administration nominees remain in the queue for the Senate confirmation, including Dudley Hoskins for Undersecretary of Marketing and Regulatory Programs and Scott Hutchins for Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. That leaves approximately 11 pending nominations still awaiting full Senate confirmation across USDA's leadership. These positions range from general counsel and CFO to undersecretary roles in marketing, research, food safety, rural development, and the assistant secretaries for civil rights and congressional relations. I'll have more details on the progress in Washington after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We'll be watching over the next several weeks in Washington. Washington, D.C. to see if the Senate can make additional headway on getting President Trump's nominees for the USDA roles confirmed. With a challenging farm economy for grain producers setting up across the country, government agencies may need to be ready to work as harvest wraps up this fall. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Atticus. With crop protection chemistries for the crops you grow, Atticus is your ally in agriculture. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk. You might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face. Seen the long shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door. Picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's
a story about me and you.
They'll be stringing up bright lights in the backyard. There'll be cameras on the shoulders. We'll be reading cue cards. Leave them long johns on the line. If the kids look dirty, that'll be just fine. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They want to see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They want to see my fair lane up on blocks. The holes in all our socks. Talking about the lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Tell them about your mama and the bowling league. Ball team. I'll show them my 9-point buck on the wall. I'll blow a few times on my new duck call. Let them see old Blue, how he sleeps all day. We'll bring out the Elvis TV tray. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild. They wanna see my fair lane up on blocks. The holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Yeah, our idea of a high class living is sitting on the porch on a cool night. Our champagne and caviar is an RC Cola and a moon. I'm talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Lots of rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in his rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, lies south of Detroit City. I pulled in this country kitchen, try their brand of barbecue. The sign said finger licking. Well, I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, I was chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from,
yeah. heading home on 65 somewhere around Kentucky. When the CB rang, the bobtail rig, it's rolling on like thunder. Well, I answered him and he asked me, aren't you from out in Tulsa? No, but you might have seen me there, just dropped a load of salsa. Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, yes, cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of back porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, yeah, where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting, staring up at heaven. Where I come from, where I come from, trying to make a living.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is die, but I'm in a hurry and don't.
News of Agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for dairy processor grants by noon on September 17th. Now, the dairy processor grants aim to foster innovation, improved profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. Eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in Wisconsin that is engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. Funding from the grants can be used to address a wide range of dairy business needs, such as food safety, staff training, plant expansion or modernization, and professional consulting services. The Department of Ag will choose awardees through a competitive selection process to receive grants of up to $50,000 per project. Recipients need to provide a match of 20% of the grant amount. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is also accepting applications for the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant program until September 15th. The Department of Ag will award up to $200,000 in grant funding for 2025. Qualified applicants include individuals, groups, or businesses involved in Wisconsin production agriculture, food processing, food distribution, food warehousing, retail food establishments, or agricultural tourism operations. Funded projects will need to report an increased local food sales, create and retain jobs, and new investments. Projects can receive grants for up to 3 years, and requests must be between $5,000 and $50,000. Grant recipients must also provide a one-to-one match of cash or in-kind support for at least 50% of the total project budget. For more information, again, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. USDA said inspections for corn for overseas delivery fell week to week, while soybeans and wheat assessments improved. The agency's weekly report said corn inspections dropped to 1.21 million metric tons in the 7 days ending July 31st. That's down from 1.53 million tons the previous week and the 1.27 million tons assessed during the same week last year. Examination of soybeans for export rose to 612,000 metric tons, up from over 427,000 the prior week, and well ahead of the 267,000 tons inspected at the same point last year. Wheat assessments were reported just shy of 600,000 metric tons, up from 290,000 tons a week earlier. Now, during the current marketing year, USDA is expected 61.6 million metric tons of corn for offshore delivery, 47.8 million metric tons of soybeans, and 3.91 million metric tons of wheat, with all of those totals higher than last year. The Purdue University CME Group Agriculture Economy Barometer declined in July as farmer sentiment continued to weaken. The barometer fell 11 points from June to register at 135 in July, a reading that came from U.S. farmers' weaker perceptions of both current conditions and future expectations. The July current conditions index dropped 17 points from the previous month to 127. The future expectations index posted a smaller drop of 7 points to 139. Driving the weaker income prospects for 2025 were farmers' assessments of current conditions. Despite lower scores on all three principal farmer sentiment indexes, sentiment still remains notably higher than at the same time a year ago. The National Corn Growers Association sent a letter to the White House detailing the spiraling economic situation caused by elevated prices for fertilizer and other inputs that are critical for growing corn. The letter paints a grim picture in the American countryside. Unfortunately, the combination of low corn prices, trade uncertainty, and consistently high costs for fertilizers and inputs, including relevant countervailing duties, has resulted in a bad environment for farmers who are trying to plan for harvest and next season, the letter said. When imports are subjected to anti-dumping or countervailing duties, the resulting duty contributes to higher prices that are ultimately paid by farmers. The letter said fertilizers crucial to growing corn have become exponentially costlier. Phosphates have increased by more than 60% in the last decade. At the same time, current corn prices are extremely low, dropping 14% since the beginning of the year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The drive-thru window is now open at J.M. Watkins Meats, serving hot coffee Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 to 2. J.M. Watkins Meats has an online store where you can order all of your favorite cuts of beef, pork, and lamb from local farmers for that Labor Day holiday get-together. Order for in-store pickup or order in advance and pick up at the drive-thru. Visit jmwatkinsmeats.com or visit them in person 3 miles west of Plum City on Highway 10.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 80s. Some showers and storms possible this afternoon. A few storms tonight, lows around 68. Scattered storm possible on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86. For Thursday night, partly cloudy and 69. Friday, sunshine, 90 degrees, upper 80s on your Saturday. Currently, 66 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country. Everybody wants an easy ride on the merry-go-round that we call life. Take a drive on cruise control, then you wait to find it's a winding road. I had my dreams in view when the money ran out and the engine blew. Hung my tears out to dry, then my dreams fell out of that clear blue sky. And I was walking the clouds, feeling so safe and sound. Something else knocks me down. Just what you're looking for. The only problem is that the man's not sure. Another guy'll give you everything. Only problem is you don't feel a thing. Well, I know from experience, nothing's ever gonna make perfect sense. Oh, one day you get what you want, but it's not what you think. Then you get what you life. I love
digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boy. That's what I'm here for.